What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glad I'm serving the living God today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate everybody being here today. And I pray it'll be a challenge in the Lord if you haven't been already. I felt God in this service, and I believe He's here to help, to heal, to save, to deliver. You know, the Lord is the answer for every problem, isn't He? And, you know, and we talk about the coming of the Lord and things of God and end time things and so on, but I'll be talking about maybe some of that here today. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And I'm telling you, Jesus is the way. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 12 for a few minutes here before we change order of service today. Thank you, Lord. We'll ask that when it comes altar call time that nobody get up and leave before you have to. Of course, you're free to come to the altar and seek the Lord, but I will ask that, you know, you'd limit your trips to getting a drink and so on to a minimum as much as possible. I want to read here Daniel 12, verse 1. You like to stand while we read from the Word of the Lord? Going to read three verses here, then we're going to turn to John 5, and then we're going to turn to Acts 24. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. John chapter 5, St. John chapter 5, verse 28. And verse 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Acts 24. One more place. Acts 24, verse 14 and 15. Paul speaking. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both the just and unjust. Would you pray and ask the Lord to help me preach His word today? Father, God, I need the Holy Ghost to help me. Lord, you know, Lord, the needs that are in this house today, whether it be many that need you or few or one. God, I pray that you'd touch us with the power of your Spirit to speak the words of life, God, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I know, God, that you're willing to save and willing to help. And I pray, challenge each one of us today, Lord, that we would be, Lord, in the center of your will. Lord, thy will be done in the altar service this morning. May your name be exalted and the church be edified and the sinner be saved. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. God bless you. Thank you. All three of these portions of scripture that we just read from speak of a time when the dead shall rise again. Daniel spoke of a time when he said, those that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Jesus spoke of a time when all that were in the graves are in the graves. I hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good unto resurrection of life. And those that have done evil unto resurrection of damnation. And then the Apostle Paul himself speaks of a time when there would be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. The Lord help me just for a few minutes. I'd like to just deal with the thought of resurrection ready. Resurrection ready. You see, it doesn't matter this morning what your nationality is or your ethnic background is and whether you believe in God and eternity or whether you don't. Someday, every one of you, myself included, will step from the realm of the temporal into the realm of the eternal. Help me, Jesus. Your soul's destination will be determined by whether you have received the Lord, rejected the Lord, or neglected the Lord and God's great plan of salvation. John said in Revelation 20:12, if you want to turn there and look, you can. But John said that he saw in his vision, he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. I believe that symbolized those that was considered significant or considered insignificant, well-known or unknown, or kings or paupers or atheists or agnostics or rich or poor, all, small and great, stand before God. He also said that the books were open and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to those things which were written in the books, according to their works. He also said in verse 13 of the same chapter, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And then he said, and death and hell were cast in a lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So according to these scriptures, amen, and according to what Daniel wrote in Daniel 12 and 1, amen, those whose names are found written in the book of life shall be delivered. And those whose names are not found written in the book of life will be cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Two resurrections, amen, a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Resurrection of life and resurrection of damnation. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 14 and 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of God unto himself. Amen. All of us going to give account to God. He also said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, he said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to he hath done, whether it be good or bad. I believe this morning that everybody uses the Lord's name in vain is going to have to give an account for it. Everybody that has said blasphemous words is going to have to give an account for it. Those who have lied are going to have to give an account for it. Those who have cursed are going to have to give account for it. Those who have murdered others are going to have to give an account for it. Who have wronged their neighbor will have to give an account for it. Those who have gossiped, amen, and ruined other men's reputations with their false accusations, going to have to give an account for it. Those who have stolen what belongs to somebody else, going to have to give an account for it. Those that's committed adultery, going to have to give an account for it. Those that's live perverted lifestyles, going to have to give an account for it. Those that have mocked the man of God, going to have to give an account for it. Amen. Those that have rejected the gospel, going to have to give an account for it. No one, amen, here or anywhere else is going to escape the inevitable. Every one of us will either hear one of these two things. We'll either hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter in the joys of thy Lord," or, "Depart from me, ye curse, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." I think when we consider these things, amen, and give it serious, sober thought, it's sobering to think of this. And no wonder the writer said, Paul said in Hebrews 10:31, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." Jesus made it clear there would be two resurrections. He was the one that called it a resurrection of life or a resurrection of damnation. The resurrection of life being for those that have believed and received God's salvation plan. The resurrection of damnation for those who have neglected or rejected that same plan of salvation. There is resurrection hope for those that receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their life. But there is no hope for those that reject Jesus Christ and turn him away from being the Savior of their life. The Bible speaks of this resurrection of life, and it shall be a glorious resurrection. It's a resurrection of the redeemed. Amen. The saved, the sanctified, those that have been separated unto the Lord by the Lord, washed in the blood. Praise God. Names written down in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 speaks of this resurrection and said, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Hallelujah. Amen. When it Daniel that said by utterance of the Holy Ghost, "And some shall raise," amen, "under awake under everlasting life." Amen. Revelation 20:6. Amen. John said these words, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Brothers and sisters, we who have received Christ, been born again, names written down in heaven, have a resurrection hope. Amen. That the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken in our mortal body. When the trumpet sounds, if we're in the grave, amen, the old body is going to be quickened. The mortal's going to put on immortality. The corruptible's going to put on incorruption. And we're going to have a new body. Hallelujah. Raised in his likeness, created in his image. Hallelujah. Amen. But the same Bible that tells us about a resurrection of life for the redeemed also tells us about a resurrection of damnation, amen, for the ungodly and the wicked. Help me preach, God. Amen. The resurrection of damnation will be a resurrection of retribution. Amen. Men have rejected God are going to be rejected of God. Amen. Those that have refused to hear God when he called and his spirit dealt with them to pray and repent, amen, are going to be, God's going to refuse to hear them on that judgment day, amen, when they cry out for mercy. Today's a day of mercy. Today's a day of grace. Now's the accepted time. It'll not be later. I felt compelled in my spirit as I was praying about this service this morning, yesterday, amen, to preach on being ready for the resurrection. You say, "Preacher, well, I don't have to worry about the resurrection. Evidently, I'm not dead yet." But if you wait till you die to get ready for the resurrection, you've waited too late. You got to get ready while you're living. You got to pray while you got a mind to. You got to repent while you've got an opportunity, amen, to change your ways. Today's the time. Now's the time. Amen. You need to do it now. I ask you, are you ready?
ready for the resurrection. Amen. If you're ready to die, you're ready for the resurrection. And the only way to be ready to die is to have Jesus living in your heart, to be forgiven of your sins. Hallelujah. To know that all is well between you and God. Amen. But preacher, I've signed the church membership. That doesn't save you. You must be born again. But I've been baptized in water. That doesn't save you. You've got to be washed in the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses men from all sin. Oh, but I've took the right hand of fellowship, preacher. But friend, until you find fellowship with Christ and the free pardon of sin, your soul is not yet redeemed. You're still a sinner. Amen. On your way to a resurrection of damnation. God forbid that anybody here, amen, die lost and resurrect in that condition. Oh, I feel grieved in my soul today for those that come time after time and hear the word of God and continue on in their sinful way. For death one day will catch them in that condition if they're not careful. And when death comes, it will seal your destiny. It will seal your destiny. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 3. The wise man Solomon said, if the tree fall toward the south, amen, fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. There will be a day you'll be cut down. There will be a day, amen, you'll breathe your last breath. You'll say your last word. You'll have, amen, your last thought on this side of eternity. I pray that it's about God, friend. I'm hoping that you'll prepare. Revelation 22:11, the scripture said, he that's unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. When death comes, your fate is sealed. John is, amen, speaking here, amen, in the future. In other words, he's just told about that great city, New Jerusalem. He just gave the prophecies of the end time and the fulfillment of them and what's going to take place. And when he gets down to the close of the thing, he said, when it comes to that point, the unjust is going to be unjust still. And the just will be just. Amen. And the filthy will still be filthy. And so on. But the righteous, righteous. And the holy will be holy. You see, once we're there, we're past sin. Hallelujah. We're in that place of no temptation and no sin. But here we're still to face it. And every one of us need to take heed. Amen, to ourselves. We haven't made it yet. Those of us that are saved today, been saved by grace. Amen, we have the seal of God upon us. Hallelujah, the blood of Christ and the seal of the Spirit. But listen here, don't mistake that to say that you can't back up, that you can't lose out. Because if you go back to the pigsty and you die in the pigsty of sin, amen, you'll stand before him with that filthiness upon you. Amen. Today is a day we need to get it right and keep it right. Amen. I was reading in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 18. And there was something there that stood out to my heart. I'll turn there quickly to it and not preach much longer here this morning. If I can find it here. Amen. The Bible said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. Sir, you're going to have to stand for yourself. You can't blame daddy. You can't blame mommy. And parents, you can't blame your children. You're going to stand for yourself. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But listen to this. Now, there's some promises here. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live and shall not die. Listen, all his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. He's saying here of a man that's been wicked, ungodly, lived a life of sin, a woman, a young person. Amen. If they will repent and turn from their wicked ways, amen, and walk in obedience to the Lord, he'll put it away. He'll put that sin away. Hallelujah. And claim you as his own. Praise God for the hope of redemption this morning. But he also went on to say, but when the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all his abominations, amen, all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? He asked a question. He answers it and says, all his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. His trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them he shall die. So we have two examples. An example of a sinner that turns to God, finds forgiveness, and his sins is not mentioned anymore. But then we also find the example of the righteous that turns his back on God and goes the other way, and then all his good or righteousness that he has done will not be mentioned. It's been disannulled. It's been done away with. I'm telling you this morning, if there ever was a time, people need to get serious about serving God and having the heart right with the Lord, it's now as much as ever. Hallelujah. Somebody right here in this house needs to realize that God's mercy is reaching out to you while you have the opportunity to make things right. You should do it. You should get out of that seat. You should run down to this altar. You should bow the knee and you should cry out to God, asking him for help. God loves you. He wants you to be saved this morning. Pray, church, as this man's come to seek God. And the altar's open for whosoever will, amen, to come and seek the Lord this morning. Amen. God loves the backslider. God loves the backslider today. Amen. Friend, there's no purgatory. There's no in between. There's only two places in eternity. It's either heaven or it's hell. Musicians, if you would come right now. God's dealing. God's moving. God's touching. Amen. You might say, preacher, you don't scare me today. Well, I'm not really trying to scare you, but I will tell you this. Amen. I guarantee you that when your soul slips into the pit, amen, the lake of fire, you'll wish a million times a million you'd have fell on your face like this man's doing and praying and seeking the Lord. Right now, somebody needs to find that way of escape from that resurrection of damnation, and that is Jesus this morning. Church, I want you to get under a burden of prayer right here. There's a soul here today seeking for salvation, seeking for forgiveness. Let's stand, let's pray together. The altar's open for whosoever will. Anybody that wants to make it right, come make it right today. Anybody that wants to settle it, come settle it. Anybody that wants to be sure, come and make it sure. Come on today. God's calling. God helped him today. God helped him today. Deal with him, Lord. Oh, God help him this morning. Somebody want to help pray with these have come. God help Brian.